Have you ever watched a fly desperately beating against a closed window, repeatedly slamming into the glass when freedom was just a few steps away through an open door? This powerful image opens Price Pritchett's transformative book, You Too, You Squared, illustrating how most of us remain trapped in ineffective patterns when breakthrough possibilities await us. Despite being only 36 pages long, this tiny book has become required reading at Fortune 500 companies worldwide and a favorite of high performers across industries. Why? Because it challenges our fundamental beliefs about achievement. What if extraordinary success isn't about working harder, but about completely changing how we approach our goals? Most of us operate with the belief that progress happens one step at a time, gradual, systematic improvement through consistent effort. But quantum physics offers a different model. In the quantum world, particles don't move gradually, they make instantaneous jumps without covering the space between. What if we could apply this principle to personal achievement? Instead of accepting 10-20% improvements, what if we could multiply our effectiveness by factors of 2, 3, or more? We've been conditioned since childhood to believe that effort equals results. This mindset is so deeply ingrained that questioning it feels almost heretical. Yet, like a fly beating against a window, this approach often leads to exhaustion rather than breakthrough. The trap manifests when sales professionals make more calls instead of refining their approach. Students spend more hours memorizing rather than finding better learning strategies. Or managers push for longer hours instead of reimagining processes. In each case, brute effort blinds us to simpler, more elegant solutions. This isn't arguing against discipline. It's about recognizing when persistence becomes an obstacle. The trap is especially dangerous when early success reinforces our faith in the try-harder method. Initially, increased effort does yield better results, creating a mental model that more effort equals more success. But what happens when this model reaches its limits? Breaking free requires courage to question what worked before. What if the answer isn't trying harder, but trying differently? Making quantum leaps requires paradoxical approaches that contradict conventional wisdom. Rather than applying more force when facing obstacles, sometimes stepping back or changing direction yields better results. Consider these counterintuitive approaches. Experiment with broad strokes when precision seems crucial. Seek radical simplification when complexity increases. Slow down when speed seems essential. Act on existing knowledge when more information seems necessary. These paradoxes feel risky by diverging from proven paths, yet create possibilities for exponential rather than incremental gains. Business examples demonstrate this principle. Amazon created virtual stores with infinite shelf space instead of bigger physical stores. Airbnb eliminated hotels altogether. Uber created a service without owning vehicles. Personally, this might mean reducing your client list to increase revenue, speaking less to enhance influence, or decreasing work hours to improve productivity. Counterintuitive moves that often yield extraordinary results. One powerful technique for making quantum leaps is surprisingly simple. Act as if your success is certain. This isn't magical thinking, it's a practical strategy for bypassing doubt. Our doubts about quantum leaps stem from habitual thinking, not rational assessment. We've internalized beliefs that create invisible boundaries constraining our possibilities. The as-if principle works because action often precedes belief. By acting as if success is certain, we take steps that make it more likely. Speaking confidently, pursuing opportunities we'd otherwise ignore, and persisting through obstacles. This approach doesn't require complete conviction, just temporary suspension of disbelief. Evidence for your capability emerges through actions, not before them. The nervous speaker who acts confident gradually becomes at ease. The new entrepreneur who approaches clients as if established gains credibility. The athlete who competes as if they belong among the elite rises to that level. If you must doubt something, doubt your limits. Your potential is far more expansive than your habitual thinking suggests. A fundamental shift required for quantum leaps is focusing intensely on what you want to achieve while releasing attachment to how you'll get there. Most people do the opposite, becoming fixated on methodology before clearly defining their destination. This limits possibilities by constraining you to paths you can currently envision. To make a quantum leap, first establish crystal clarity about your destination, a vivid, compelling vision of what you want to accomplish. This clear endpoint acts like a magnet, attracting the resources, ideas, and opportunities needed to reach it. With this vision established, adopt flexibility about the means. Rather than mapping the entire journey in advance, take the first step and allow the path to unfold. Solutions emerge through action, not exhaustive planning. This approach feels counterintuitive because it requires tolerating ambiguity. Yet quantum leaps take us into uncharted territory where detailed roadmaps don't exist. The path becomes clear through movement, not analysis. Quantum leaps pull you out of your comfort zone, not as an unfortunate side effect, but as an essential part of the process. The discomfort you feel when pursuing breakthrough performance signals you're on the right track. Most people avoid discomfort, interpreting it as a warning. But in quantum leaps, discomfort indicates growth beyond familiar boundaries. Expect anxiety about the unknown, confusion abandoning familiar approaches, awkwardness developing new skills, vulnerability risking failure, and tension between your vision and reality. These uncomfortable feelings aren't problems, they're natural responses to transformation. The key is working with this discomfort rather than avoiding it. High achievers don't experience less discomfort. They've developed a different relationship with it. They recognize discomfort as necessary for breakthroughs and function effectively despite or because of these feelings. If you're experiencing no anxiety pursuing your goals, you're likely playing it safe. Courage isn't the absence of fear, but the willingness to proceed despite it. When you feel that edge of discomfort, lean into it. That's where the quantum leap happens. The final and most crucial principle of the quantum leap strategy is make your move before you're ready. Don't waste time getting fully prepared. Whatever else you need will come as you go. This challenges conventional wisdom about preparation. We're taught to get all our ducks in a row before taking significant action, but this often leads to analysis paralysis and procrastination disguised as preparation. You could spend forever laying groundwork, but you don't prepare for a quantum leap. You make it, then fine-tune as you progress. This isn't recklessness, but recognition that certain knowledge and resources only become available through movement. Some doors only open when approached. Some solutions only reveal themselves when actively engaged with the challenge. Getting ready is often just a stalling tactic to avoid discomfort and risk, keeping you in familiar territory. The time for your quantum leap is now, not when conditions are perfect. Everything needed comes from within. Your dreams guide you toward breakthrough performance. Everything else is already waiting.